Welcome back. Sorry for our unintentional hiatus. Stuff happened to me.
And things.
Stuff and things.
Welcome back to episode. This is gonna be episode 58. I'm calling it Jorgenfest because we're kind of in the middle of a party right now. The party is combat.
I approve.
I was hoping you would, Tom. I was gonna be devastated if you didn't. The icebreaker this week. We'll just get right to that. It's from Torik00. What piece of adventuring gear did you undervalue in the past? And let's start with Tom.
Whoa.
You got me.
Hi. So, Jacinto. Now, is this a question for Jacinto or is this a question for Tom?
Let's get from each perspective. From the player. Ooh. And from Jacinto's perspective, if you will.
Of course. So, Jacinto, no, from Tom. Conrad, you might want to mute. Sorry, only because I'm getting, yeah. Tom, what did Tom undervalue? I don't know. I think, honestly, as cheesy as it sounds, or as cliche as it sounds, I think I've undervalued rope in the past. There's a lot of, like, PF2 scenarios, society scenarios that I would play, and people would be like, oh yeah, I pull out my rope and I do this cool thing with it, or like, this is a great situation to pull out some rope, and like, it's one of those things that you're like, I'm never gonna actually need rope. Cue up the quote from Boondock Saints, you and your pronkin' rope, what are you gonna need that rope for? But
rope, you never need rope.
So that's definitely a piece of adventuring equipment that I've undervalued. And then I think Jacinto, or maybe in my time as Jacinto, I have undervalued spell gems to the point where I actually have collected quite a fair amount of spell gems, and I'm gonna start trying to burn through those. Jacinto sort of forgets that he has them just jangling around in his robes.
So what you're telling me is that Jacinto is actually like a Vegas performer and just covered in spell gem rhinestones.
He's fabulous. He is decked out. He is bedazzled. Oh my god. Bedazzled pants on a spellcaster, but all of the individual gems are teeny little spell gems.
That'd be fantastic.
That
should be it. Or it could just be a flashy robe or like a something like that. Like a
I actually love this idea. Oh man. Society character 7XX, whatever number I'm on.
Cool. Yeah, I'm gonna have to be a society character because I'm not allowing that in the next game.
Well, speaking of not allowing that, Leif, how about you tell us some of that adventuring gear that you and Ava
I, Leif, have severely undervalued several items, including but not limited to using chalk to find the location of invisible creatures, and a little 2 copper thing of lamp oil used to start fires. It's a lot of fun using those like 1 copper items to do, I don't want to call it game breaking stuff, but game breaking stuff. And Ava, we all know the item that Ava's undervalued in the past is the basic communicator.
Yeah.
If you don't remember that, I'd redirect you back to the first like 10 episodes.
That is super true. Going so far as to intentionally break it at one point, I believe.
Yeah.
At least once.
All right. Nick, what about you? And Lapis.
Oh, you're going to make me answer for Lapis?
Not Lapis, sorry. Lahan. I don't know why.
Oh.
We'll communally make up something for Lapis and Finn, as usual.
I have plenty of ideas for Lapis because I remember vividly armor upgrades not being used. This is Nick's turn, though. I apologize.
Well, me personally, I will give you a hero point if you know what I'm going to say. It's a printing press.
That was my guess.
Hero point for Jet. Yes, I definitely undervalued the printing press. I did not realize how game breaking a printing press could be until it was used to break the game. Never give a bard a printing press. I think Lahan probably undervalues, you know, anything that's not technological. Like, you know, having a pen or chalk or, you know, anything like that. She probably gets way too clever for her own good. And, you know, there's a problem that rope could solve and she's over there here building, rearing.
$10 million pen.
Coding a robot to you know, get us over the cliff. And Isidro's like, oh, I have rope.
Or, oh yeah, we can all fly.
I have a fly spell. It's really easy. I can. I have all these spell gems in my pants. Fly. What about Conrad and Gror?
So first off, me personally, I thought that potions were useless because I was like, why would I ever want to restore like 8 hit points when I could just do like a bunch of damage or run around or whatever. Not knowing that, like, first off, in Starfighter or Pathfinder or whatever, like, there's a whole lot of non-combat healing that just doesn't happen. And that's where a lot of the challenge comes from. And also, like, 5 hit points can make a huge difference every so often.
Yeah.
All right, so that's me. Second off, so Grar did not understand the ETH for any gear whatsoever. Like he lived his life au naturel. So like he's like, why would I want to constrain my, you know, magnificent Ursine body by these like curious appendages or whatever? So as you can tell by his art, he's made some compromises. So like, you know, get a little holoscanner in his eye. He has a communicator. He likes the trucker hat. He thinks it looks neat. However, it's still definitely something he is working through.
Nice. I trust you with my 2 cents for Finn. Not armor upgrades, Tom. Armor.
Yeah.
Just armor.
Armor in general.
Pretty much any loot, really.
Big one though, armor, because I think that at one point Finn was trucking around in armor that was like 6 levels lower or something.
I
crazy.
I remember that.
Yeah. I think she was, I think Lapis had like level 2 armor and we were like level 7 or 8 or something. Like,
well, and then Lapis got like level 6 armor and we were level like 10, 11, 12.
He was like, oh yeah, that'd be a real good upgrade for my armor. We're all like, wait, what are you wearing?
And the other times we've had to play for her, like, look at her item, like, her character sheet and just been like, oh my god.
Yep. Lapis.
Why is there nothing here?
Why is your AC so low? Ava's sitting here with 31, 32. She had, like, 10 less.
But we are now gonna get back to our Jorgenfest. Our little combat party. The final sharp wing just fell into a pit in the middle of this floor. There is a giant and a Wolliped who have been alerted to your presence because someone's been flying around and jetpacking around and just shooting all over the place. And I think there might have been a fiery explosion in the air, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong.
There was no explosion here. I feel like there was an explosion.
I could be wrong. But I think someone got to a turn 3, and then I think an explosion might have happened.
Oh, maybe, I suppose.
But It is Lahan's turn. What would you like to do? There's some structures here. There's a big pit in the ground. There's a weird tower down here to the southeast. There's also just this giant and this big fuzzy, like eight-legged beast.
That's right. We were in a not so great spot. Would help also if I opened roll 20. Delay me till after whoever's next.
Sure. Leif, what would Ava like to do?
Ava needs to know how far away she is from the diamond wallaped. Like
yeah,
wallop that's... or like wool?
Wallaped.
So a wool.
Not wool, wall. Not W-O-L, not W-O-O.
Oh, okay.
And the distances, whatever that measurement you just did was, because the distances on this thing are screwy because it's giant and...
Oh, that's right.
That's, I guess, is more an accurate question. Did you hear my question?
I did. I heard you ask how far away it was, and then I said it's whatever that measuring tool says. I didn't hear what you asked after that, if you asked.
My follow-up question was, are they on the same plane as us, or are they below us?
So, you guys stopped. That structure that you are within right now was a pillar going up into the upper level of the ship, and you guys stopped at a halfway point, and you're in this massive bay, is what it is. So you're... If I remember correctly, what I said was about 80 feet up at the landing, and that orange little V that I've got drawn there that looks kind of like a weird smirky smile with teeth, that was trying to indicate that area was like a big open, like floor-to-ceiling window type thing that the sharp wings would use to fly out and around the bay, because they could just exit there.
Well, I guess, and
the little oval that's orange is just that's like an elevator. You could get in the elevator.
Well, I guess what's going to happen is Ava is going to activate her light wrap inlay, go invisible, and wow, oh my god, the distances on this.
It's a big ship.
Ridiculous.
It's a big ship. Only, it's a command carrier.
Can only move here with a single move action.
Good job.
Did
you get the glider wings? That'll let you get a lot of horizontal distance if you just start falling.
I say we let them come to us.
Well, I mean, we're probably going to have to. I don't know if there's a choice there.
Or you can work together and move towards each other.
I don't know, guys. It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah. Perhaps is more of Ava's thing.
Fair. All right, Lahan, you're up.
All right, I now have roll 20.
Whoa. Super echo. I don't know what's happening.
I'm picking up.
You gotta tell me if you're not on push. All right. Well, that is pretty far away. 260 feet away.
Ironically, I'm now getting echo from Leif across the country.
I can't win.
Not your fault, Nick.
My voice just carries. What could I say?
Your voice is prompting powerful.
Nick is omnipresent. It's fine.
Yes. It's one of my fae superpowers. What is my range on this shiny new riffle, you may ask? That is a very good question.
Looks like 50.
No, it's 50.
You believe?
Yeah. So I will move and take aim at one of those, I think. Actually, hold on. What is it to reactivate my light wrap inlay?
It is a standard, yeah.
It is indeed. All right, so I will move and reactivate that or I'll reactivate it first. So I'm invisible here, and then I'm closer to this baddie.
Everyone's gonna be invisible. Everyone has a new favorite armor mod. Rawr, what would you like to do?
So, Mr. Grar is pretty far away from anything that is damaging. He also cannot turn invisible. So, do you all want me to hide as best I can, or what?
I was just hoping to get some flat-footed on the first attack I get against this guy. We don't really have to sneak. He knows we're here, right? Like, we noticed that they noticed.
I mean, they definitely noticed Finn and Lahan, but Lahan has moved and gone invisible.
Okay. But did they notice that we noticed that they noticed?
I don't...
I was kidding. I was making a joke. I was making a joke.
So, okay, I guess on the one hand, I should be the one going forward. On the other hand, I don't think there's any harm in waiting.
You can charge if you want, or you can...
Whoa. I'm going to go over here. You know what? They're probably going to run forward, right? Let me go by Lahan. This is fine.
Okay, so do you have a way to fly right now is my question, because jumping off of an 80-foot ledge.
Please.
I just wanted to make sure.
Why do you assume Grar can count all the way to 80? The second off, though, he has a jetpack, of course.
Okay, just wanted to be sure.
Yeah.
Didn't want you to make that very confident move and be like, and you fall 80 feet, let's roll 8d6 damage.
Well, I think you only fall 60 feet a turn until you reach terminal velocity, but let's not quibble over what hasn't happened.
60 feet is with the fly spell, which makes it so you don't take damage. You fall something like 200 or 300 feet, I think, in a turn.
I think that's correct.
Or bear.
Anyway, the bear has a jetpack. Thank you. The bear is just fine.
Sure. Jacinta, what would you like to do?
I will double move to the edge of this, as I understand it now, 80-foot tall pillar in the center of this room. Okay.
The pillar is taller than 80 feet, but the area you were on is at 80 feet. You're in a nest like an elevator in the middle of the pillar. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep. And then he's going to, let's see. Instruct Artanya to sort of, be a wingman for Grar and sort of fall into formation with Grar. So Artanya will just, move over next to Grar.
I need that animal thing where animals just like sniff stuff really, really hard when they're not sure what to do with it. Maybe the answer lies if I sniff it hard enough.
I know what I'll do. Sniff.
Sniff. Go ahead.
That is my turn.
All right. Who wants to make Finn do stuff?
Finn explodes.
I had to assume
no.
I can make Finn do stuff. Sure. But Tom said no to my suggestion.
I don't know if Finn has three rounds of charge, and I don't think that Lap is marked it anywhere.
No.
That's the only reason that I said no. Totally. Not because we're surrounded. Finn is surrounded by his ally.
Finn does what Finn does best and charges at these baddies. Because it's what Lapis would do.
It is what Lapis
would. Can you run and fly at the same time? Am I crazy?
I thought we had decided on no.
No? Okay. Well, then he'll go 60 feet. Luckily, he's not that fast.
And if you don't think that this is exactly what Lapis would do, come fight us afterwards in general chat.
Come watch any of the other episodes where she does stuff.
This is exactly what Lapis would do. Don't move. Sure. End turn. Pass.
Okay. It's now Konak's turn.
Oh, he has a name.
He does.
Konak
have a
name. Barbarian.
Konak the Chthonic Lunar Giant, whose movement speed is an... Ah, no! They didn't grow to be oblong.
Oh, no! If they have a name, that means we can hire them, right?
They're double moving over there, and they kind of grunt meaningfully at their Wolloped Bubbles, who can move slightly further than them.
I'll react. Bubbles?
Yeah, their name is Bubbles.
Now we really can't kill it.
They start moving your way. Really only being able to see Grar, Artania, and Finn. They're not looking at Han at all.
But I'm invisible.
Ava, it's your turn.
Oh my. Well, since running is not an option with jetpack.
I don't think running is an option with a jetpack.
We beat. This conversation has come up too much.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I know there's something that allows you to use a jetpack to augment your dash and jet dash.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm going to say GM Fiat.
I mean, this is such a big area. I mean, I'm not going to be upset if you guys want to run with your jetpacks. It's whatever.
It's fine. We'll meet him halfway.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good right here. I'm invisible for another 9 rounds.
And you are on top of a building that's probably about above a building that's about 30 feet tall.
Okay, good to know.
Lahan.
I will combat track that giant.
Sure.
It looks like my second range increment, but height difference? GM call?
If you came straight out from that nest, you're 80 feet in the air. If you want to do triangle math and figure it out.
How about I roll dice and you tell me if it's enough dice?
Sure.
Twenty-six versus EAC plus math or minus math for distance.
And how far horizontally are you out from them?
70. Oops, ignore that second click. I was trying to close a macro.
Yeah, that's gonna hit.
Sweet. That will be
25
sonic damage. I'm like, the first one. Hold on. I hit both of them. I hit it way too many times. 25 sonic damage.
Okay, you were doing the street sweeper, not the frost maw, huh?
Right.
Sure.
That was the intention.
No, I'm not doubting you. That seems to do the full amount of damage. They don't seem to resist that damage type.
Nice! And notably, he can now not be invisible.
He can now not be invisible because you have limbing on that.
Uh-huh.
That's Lahan's turn. Grar, what would you like to do? Lahan, you're visible now though, right? You just shot from invisibility.
Yes, I am. But there is a Solarian in front of me.
There is a Solarian in front of you. And Lahan just shot a sonic shotgun at a giant.
Okay.
So far all of these decisions look like great decisions. Allow Grar to continue this pattern. He is going to use his jetpack to bull rush slash trip the giant. He makes a nice little vroom sound.
Not a vroom sound.
I know that's That's how you know it's serious.
That's the most threatening sound.
It is so threatening. He rockets past Lahan and Finn, ruffling their now visible hair, and, you know, selling their armor slash whatever the heck Finn wears in his place of armor with his exhaust, and rolls a... Now with that build-up, watch me get a 3. Calling it now.
Looking at the Grar art again, I feel like instead of a droom sound, I feel like it's more like the Jetson putt-putt sound.
I'm imagining Big Bear, little tiny jets.
Yep.
Like, now that I look at the hat, like, he would definitely have one of those, like, truck horns installed. Hear the and then freaking bull rush the trip. Let's do it. Right.
Oh no.
Where is Trip? Where are you, Trip? There you are.
You.
That's against EAC, by the way.
But you. If this was Pathfinder 2E, you would critically trip that giant.
All right, that's it for me.
All right. Jacinto, capitalize on the prone giant.
Ah, a spellcaster's favorite condition.
Yes.
Prone. We rely on it so much. It's really the lifeblood of my build.
It is.
I turn around and give you a thumbs up. You're welcome, buddy.
All right, Artania. Artania's gonna charge. He's gonna, like I said, follow suit with Grar. So Artania will charge, moving.
Black shape is just an open void down into a lower deck. It is not a structure that you have to worry about.
Okay. Well, I lied because I forgot the charge is still only 2 movement actions. This map is so big. So. Artania's gonna move up, and then Jacinto is going to... Oh wait, Artania is Jacinto's wings. Artania's not gonna move up. Artania's going to fly back because Jacinto realizes that everybody's going out to meet. This makes sense, even if I'm not gonna be very effective. So Jacinto realizes that everybody is going out to meet the giant instead, and so Artania flies over. Jacinto spends move action to get on, and Artania flies back out over the void behind Han. I'm just going to put myself next to Artania so I have easy access. And from there, what's my range? I can probably spare a level 1 Wisp Ally. That's probably a good thing to do.
Spell gem?
No, not a spell gem. I have a spell gem in mind, but it doesn't make sense for 2 targets. So I'm gonna instead cast Wisp Ally on Onyak, the wine giant, and my turn.
Sure.
Parrying fire. So +2 to the next attack roll against this jerk.
Hey, Finn, what would you like to do?
Well, since I can't explode yet, let's see how close I can get to these giants. This giant, singular. Man, this map is so big.
It is very big. I didn't... Like, this is a ship built for giants, and the map... scale in the Rise of the Rune Lords just felt a little too small for me, so I had to make it bigger because it didn't make sense to me.
Fair. Does Finn have that the Solar Rush charge above?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So I can charge and smack it.
You can.
You can move, then charge and smack it. Solarians are awesome.
So in that case, Finn can get close enough.
I think that does provoke an attack of opportunity.
Oh, yes.
I think I could have taken on Grar, but I was slow on the uptake there.
I don't think you can AO charge anyway.
So, we'll swing at each other. 29 will 100% hit. That's 34 bludgeoning damage. And 4. And you do bludgeoning. Resistant to bludgeoning. That's great. 34 to hit for 36 bludgeoning and electric damage. And if I remember right, if it's on the sheet, and it should be, I think Finn might have an electrostatic harness.
Yes. In fact, Finn does have an electrostatic harness.
I'm not sure what the mark is.
Yeah, the number is not written down.
I feel like it might be a mark 2.
How many dice is that? Anybody know?
2d6.
2d6, yep.
Oh, I put it in there. Look, it rolled.
Very nice.
9 electric damage. And Cognac, the giant, they've now legally changed their name at the player's insistence. Will bellow in agony as lightning arcs over their body.
I said it once. I'm pretty charismatic. I don't know if I don't know if that
I
was
mean,
like
have you seen though. Jacinto's diplomacy rolls? You just took 10 on that and changed his name legally.
Oh, God.
Gotta be careful. Your words have power, Jacinto.
Yeah. Words mean things.
It is now Cognac's turn. And... Oh, wait. I don't know. They were prone. That impart an attack penalty... Or prevent reactions.
Penalty for melee attacks. It does not prevent reactions.
Okay.
Now, that I'm aware of, although now...
Okay. What was Finn's armor class? Because maybe that, what was it, 34 missed?
Oh, 34 doesn't miss Finn, though.
Okay.
I was going to ask what the damage was. I forgot. Got distracted by the electrostatic harness.
36. We'll do the 36 for
35. Sounds great.
And it was bludgeoning and electric. So some of that is going to get ignored.
Indeed.
I just looked it up. You can make opportunity attacks while you are prone. You are not prevented from doing so.
Cognac is going to stand up. And then swing their ferromagnetic storm hammer at Finn again. Because it worked once. And that's the person that just hit them recently and tasered them. 35 to hit for 42 electric and bludgeoning damage.
Who are they hitting?
Finn. The person that just punched
rude.
Him in the face. And then tasered them with the electrostatic harness, which I think happens again.
He has to spend a moment to get up, right?
He did spend an action to stand up. That left him with a standard action to make one swing.
We hit it. Oh, wait. Not when people stand. That's
a Pathfinder 2-ism, Nick.
7 electric damage.
Ow. I don't appreciate any of that nonsense.
Take that. And that.
And neither does Bubbles. Bubbles is going to full attack Finn.
Just menacing name.
It is pretty menacing.
But wow, Bubbles rolled poop. A 19 and a 13 versus KAC.
Those do miss. Thank goodness.
Rawr, Bubbles is just like gently pawing Finn, like rawr, rawr, rawr.
Like a dog that like puts their paw on you in a concerned stop fashion.
Yeah, and then they do the thing where they flex and their nails just dig in, but they don't actually do damage. They just kind of hurt a little.
Yep.
But they still look at you like, I'm here if you need me.
Yes, that's what's happening right now. But it's Ava's turn.
All right, Ava's going to do something. Probably ill-advised, but we're going to go for it anyways. Single move action to get here. How tall are these giants?
They are 15 by 15 by 15 approximately.
Okay, so Ava is going to free action... cut her engines and fall. She like flies the extra 50 feet, does like this little barrel roll loop and just cuts the engines and drops in a very acrobatic fashion. I believe that makes it 65 feet.
Okay.
Pulls pulls a shuriken and standard action stabs this thing as she comes down.
So how many feet did you fall?
65 if I'm able to land on the giant.
Yeah, you can land on the giant, but you are falling 60 feet.
Yes, I am.
That's only 66 if I remember correctly. It's been a while since I was thrown out of a window in a casino.
Oh man, I remember the moment that happened. That was
incredible. I love that.
Fantastic.
What could possibly go wrong? 24 damage.
You just slam aggressively into this like rocky armored hide of Cognac the Giant.
All right. That's 24 damage for 43 damage.
You super duper do damage to. Ow.
And she is no longer invisible. She's like clinging onto its shoulder with a shuriken stabbed into its like neck.
Yeah, they're not happy. They're like, oh, get off of me. This is awful. Why are you small folk doing this? We just want to conquer the whole solar system. You should be our servants.
But he raised a good point. Why are we doing this? Do you want more servants, Giant?
You've subverted our bears. Trying to breathe some life into this cognac. And he's just this sad sack.
I mean, we really just want to make sure no giants attack our home.
Well, I mean, that's gonna happen. We're gonna conquer the solar system.
Well, then, this has to be done. I'm gonna take... No, I'll move and then take a shot. Because I think I'd still... pretty decently far away, and I have a bear between me and this bat.
You do have a bear.
I'll stay up, out of reach, and take a shot. What? 22 to hit the AC.
That will miss.
Yeah, that tracks. Alright, that's me.
Roar.
Roar. So, Roar says, well, I suppose we can be your servants. That's fair. What do you want in this room?
Why is this bear talking to me? Go, sit.
Sorry, best I can do is full attack and traffic strike.
Oh wow,
those suck.
Those are three two misses. Five. That's real good damage, but those are two misses.
No, that's fine. It's a 3 to 5. I shouldn't be hitting with a 3 to 5 even against the AC.
Yeah,
that's okay. Best I can do is a full attack with two misses. Negotiations continue.
Now it's Grar's turn to do the dog thing where they paw and then they flex and.
And except he looks plaintively like, that should have worked.
I don't understand.
Why, what happened?
Cinto, what would you like to do next?
All right, creeping ever closer, the true danger of this party hovers menacingly in the air above the battlefield.
Excuse you, I take exception to that.
I speak, of course, of Artanya. The danger spider. However, Artanya can move. Oh, you know, Artanya can move us 80 feet, so that's pretty great. I'm gonna go here. So I'm basically a little north of this giant. We are, I guess, you know, we've been descending this whole time, so is it fair to say we're like 40 feet off the ground?
Sure. That would put you about 10 feet above the roof of that little building.
Nice. Oh, there's a roof I can land on. Safety. Yes. Excellent.
React to fall off of Artanya.
1d6 damage.
All right. Let me check my spell slots. Ooh. Mwah. 4 fourth level spell slots. 6 third level spell slots. Let's give this giant a headache. I'm going to cast a mind thrust on this giant.
No. Why would you do that? Giants are notoriously willful.
That's actually factual. Some good damage. Yeah, Will, I do remember being one of their best saves, but, you know, I'm a mystic. This is what mystics do.
I hate to disappoint you, Tom.
Yeah.
They rolled a 16 on the die.
Yeah, well, take 24 points of nosebleed damage.
That was real good damage there, though.
It was pretty good. 48 out of 7.
A little bit of blood trickles out of one of their nostrils.
And that's my turn. The Wisp is once again doing harrying fire, so remember, whoever attacks him next gets +2.
Well, Finn. What would Finn like to do?
Finn wants to use that +2. I guess Finn could explode. It has been 3 rounds again.
It has. And Ava's on top of the giant.
Yeah, well, and Finn can sort of swoop around the other side, I imagine. Swoop. Kaboom.
Shaboom. Which I think that swoop would get an attack of opportunity, but yes.
I suppose. I swear I'm not trying to get Lapis killed. Saves, please.
I rolled a natural 1, so that super misses. Ooh, that's a that's a lot of damage. I like that number. Let's see what a reflex save does, though. 16 on the die for a total of 28. So 25 damage, which is partially resisted.
It's for both, though.
It is for both.
It is for both. Okay, so that was the giant. Let's see how Bubbles comes out of this. Bubbles is not very dodgy. I'll let you know that. They're a giant lumbering snow beast. But they rolled an 18 on the die for a total of 23. They almost failed that. They had a +5 to that roll. But they are not resistant in any way, shape, or form. So they're taking that 25 damage. And they bellow in agony.
No. Good, good.
Nope. That's what I meant. There we go. I accidentally subtracted the amount that was supposed to remain. But it's Cognac's turn. Oh! And I think we're going to risk an attack of opportunity is what we're going to do. As Cognac just runs.
All right,
well,
I need to do a couple of things here. Because I needed to make, I believe, an acrobatics check to make sure I didn't fall prone when I did that.
Sure.
So 26.
That sounds great. All right. How about you make another one, see if you ride along?
Exactly. I was going to say, so she is stuck on the giant neck and shoulder. Let's find out if she manages a ride. Actually, that could make the argument that perhaps I could roll a survival in this instance. As I am technically writing something.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun. I mean, if you want to stick with that second acrobatics check, I'd let that slide. That was pretty good. So yeah, you could be riding along as he's running around waving his arms.
Yeah. Well, my survival is just a plus. Would be a +1 in this instance. So it's pretty good at the 26.
Would Finn like to make an attack of opportunity? I feel like Ava... Since you're riding along, I don't think you're getting that attack.
I'm sure my action is being used to maintain a grip on this thing.
You have
to
hold on. True.
Yeah, I think Finn should make an attack of opportunity, yeah?
Punch that giant in the ankle.
Punch that giant in the ankle.
29 does hit. 36 damage. That's.
Ah!
So can I make an attack of opportunity as well?
Yes. So you might very well drop Cognac the Giant.
The one barbarian?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he was like, I don't know, a war priest or something. Completely unbarbaric. There you go.
That hits and drops Cognac, the giant. All that's left is a screaming in pain Bubbles the Wolipede.
Avon's gonna make another acrobatics check to fall.
Yeah, you're gonna need to do that. Yeah, you ride that body down to the ground with style.
I think like Legolas coming off of that giant elephant.
Yep, the elephant.
That still only counts as one.
It's Bubbles' turn. And I think Bubbles is just gonna lash out at the nearest, most recently aggressive target, which once again will be Finn, but Bubbles is not their master, but they're gonna full attack. 26 and a 17 to hit. I can't remember Finn's on that list. Does 26 hit? You're muted.
I keep forgetting I'm Finn. You know, it doesn't cut through the noise.
Yeah.
When it's not your name. What were the numbers one more time?
26 and a 17 to hit.
Those are both misses, yes. Okay.
So once
again, we need at least a 28 to hit Finn.
Okay. So once again, Bubbles kind of reaches out like the dog and just flexes their paws on them.
Poor Bubbles.
And it's Ava's turn.
Yeah, good. Ava wants to soothe the savage beast. He attempts to calm this animal, which may be difficult, but we're going to make a survival check anyway.
Ooh, is Ava going to get her pet?
25. I'd take a reroll if we had.
I don't think we have any.
We have one from 18 days ago.
That seems...
I don't know if we do, though.
Like a while ago.
Sorry, stuff keeps freezing up on me and I have no idea why.
Last one.
The answer to my question?
Apparently we have one from 18 days ago. I'll allow you to use it. This is just a survival check on an animal, and then it'll be out of our queue.
Alright, let's get rid of
chaos.
That's an 18 on the die.
And that's basically what you needed to make that. You calm the beast. They're injured and they're whimpering slightly, and then they start snuffling at you, and I think they smell some jerky in your pocket or something.
Yeah.
Ava would have jerky in her pocket.
She puts out a hand and like rests it on its nose and then pulls some jerky out and feeds the wall thing.
Wolipede. I will.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bubbles the Wolipede.
I'm gonna full attack the Wolipede.
No!
The worst.
I took us out of turn order for the moment. Ava, you're petting Bubbles and feeding them tiny strips of jerky that are so infinitesimal to this giant beast. You would know that most Wolipedes are significantly smaller than this one. These appear to have been bred to gargantuan size so that they might possibly serve as mounts for giants. This one is very outsized. And you have the main deck of this ship to possibly explore. And what would you like to do?
I suppose we should poke around a little bit.
Yes, investigation.
Yeah, that.
Investigation.
Sure. Where would you like to look?
Well, I'm on top of a building. Sure. Let's go into that building.
Okay. Well, the door would be over there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go in here. Let me use my artificial third eye.
Ooh, good call. Where the heck am I?
Jacinto's, like, little, his petals on his forehead sort of open Flare open and his artificial third eye. Irises.
Where did the Lahan token disappear to? There it is.
I don't know.
It was underneath the Jacinto. We found it.
Sorry.
Ava's going to take a 10-minute rest.
Are you sure?
Yes. Ava is going to sit down and begin meditating against this wall.
Sure.
What's the range? Use one of those too.
What's the range on your artificial third eye?
I believe it gives me sense through 30 feet. Let's double check, shall we?
Which on a map this big, that matters.
It really does. Uh-huh. Sense through vision with a range of 30 feet, though your vision is limited to black and white.
Sure.
I think that's okay.
So you see into this building, and it appears to be some sort of feasting hall. There's tables, there's like dishes, partially eaten meals, some kegs of some sort of alcoholic beverage stacked on racks against the wall closest to you. And that's about all you can see, because you can't see to the other side of this structure. And I'm assuming you're kind of like walking down the wall towards the door and looking in. And
oh yeah, I'll actually like on our Tanya just sort of ride around the perimeter of this building as well.
Oh, you're gonna circle the whole thing?
Yeah, with somebody. Once Ava's done resting and stuff, maybe bringing Ava along with me just in case I run into trouble.
It's a 10-minute rest. She'll tell you to take Finn with you. He'll protect you. She has.
Ben is also resting. Lahan will go with you.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
When you get around to the backside over here, you make out just a hint of some sort of very large furry creature in the middle of the hall, but you can't quite see their whole body.
Does it look like Bubbles?
It doesn't look like Bubbles.
Ooh. Another giant furry creature.
Yeah, less legs, different color.
That's fair. All right. Well, we seem to have some sort of creature inside. Looks like a feasting hall. Should we go in?
Ava says, let me peek in. This may be something I can handle as well. And she'll come over here, activate her light wrap inlay again, because I only used 2 charges of it.
Sure.
And I got 10 for the day, baby. Let's do it.
Sure.
Does that, and she's going to go ahead and slide the door open sneakily.
I can also recharge your batteries with a 10-minute rest.
Sure. You slide that open. And you see a large bear just slumbering in front of a cooktop.
Okay.
Bear, go talk to that bear.
Excuse me? All right, why don't you talk to the bear?
I don't speak bear.
I don't speak bear either. Any more questions?
Wait, you don't speak bear?
It's slumbering. How? It snorts. It looks up when the door opens, and then it kind of just goes back when it doesn't see anything walk inside.
I think you better show the young ladies to their rooms.
I could go and try and speak to the bear. Granted, yes. You know, Ava's really good with, you know, animals and stuff like that, so
yeah.
Maybe Ava should talk to the bear.
Ava can go do this. If she does show a little bit of surprise when she hears that Gwar is not able to Grar is not able to speak with bears.
No, they're uplifted bears, right? They're a completely different species.
No, you're right. You're right.
We can't talk with monkeys.
Right.
The ancestral music of Grar's people, Gwar.
Yes, exactly. Good God. Okay. So Ava will sneak in. But she doesn't want to startle the bear by like suddenly becoming uninvisible. So she's going to step in, kind of like she's gonna put her hands in a non-threatening place and approach the bear and deactivate her.
The moment you become visible and you draw the bear's attention, it stands up and it takes an aggressive posture. We need initiative to be rolled.
Can she back away slowly?
If she starts to back away, the bear starts to charge.
Bear.
This is a bear of unprecedented size. It is covered and crisscrossed in scars, battle wounds. Like, this is a gnarly, well trained bear.
Okay, so can we take a short break after we roll initiatives?
Sure.
All right, I need to take a bio break myself.
Sure. I would appreciate that as well, in fact.
Me as well, not gonna lie. Ava, Jacinto, Lahan have rolled. Finn, roar.
I'm looking.
Oh, yes. Because we're killing this bear for no reason. That's right.
It's
not for no reason. The bear is aggressively moving to attack. You don't know why the bear is aggressively moving to attack, but it is doing this.
You are giving these back against me. We must kill and kill Michelle.
I mean, you could possibly just walk out of the feasting hall and then, I don't know, have Lahan jury rig the door just stay locked.
I'm pretty sure the bears can't open doors.
No, but it, like, it's a fancy sci-fi door. It's not like a wooden door.
Goes whoosh, and it opens.
Doors go whoosh.
Doors go whoosh.
Door go whoosh.
Y'all go whoosh.
Sometimes.
All right. Whoosh. Initiative's been sorted. Leif has bolted, and I'm going to take that advantage of this opportunity, too.
Are you gonna put us on standby? No?
That's probably a good idea.
Stay here and abuse
evil?
everybody. Thanks for bearing with us. I believe there's
some people
watching right now.
Maybe. Could
be.
And
we appreciate you if you are. But initiative was rolled because a bear attacked. Because oops, bear. Oops, all bears.
When bears attack.
When
oops,
bears attack.
All bears.
For reasons. Ava gets to go first. Ava, how do you respond to a charging bear? Is, I think, the question.
Her wilderness experience kicks in, and she raises her hands and steps back out of the room and closes the door.
Sure, you can do that.
Looks at her party and says, maybe we shouldn't go in there after all.
Ah.
Sure, you can do that.
That's fair.
On to the next.
It is a whoosh door. I'm not gonna make. I'm not gonna require a roll. You can make this roll. Lahan can lock the door.
If you had to put a number on that lock, it would be 49.
Yeah, you. Huh. Dang it. Yeah.
Just
so,
saying.
Because you guys don't want to murder a bear, which is a very good sentiment. We don't actually need that turn order.
All right. I mean, you tell us this is a cute bear. It has a name. Like, what do you
say? I did not describe the bear as cute at all. I did tell you that it had a name and eventually what the name was. But it was not a cute bear. It was covered in scars and battle wounds and it was gargantuan.
In other words, adorable?
Sure. Yes, exactly. Just like any dog is a puppy.
I think you better show the young lady.
All dogs are puppies.
All dogs are puppies. Anywhere else you'd like to look? I will say that this rectangle down here, to the that is just like you look. That looks like that would be where shuttles are possibly parked short term. That's not a structure.
All right. So shall we continue around that direction? Or
yeah.
Counterclockwise.
Let's go counterclockwise.
So that one, that actually is, it's a set of airlock doors, like massive airlock doors. You suspect that's how they would get shuttles in here.
All right. We probably don't want to open those. What is this to our left?
That is, let me pull up my little description for it. It is a black tower. It has a very distinct and different style of decoration compared to the rest of the ship. There's like peacock iconography on it, like ancient runes that they look like they might be sort of related to New Thassalon, but they're not. Like, for those of you that can read it, which are most of you at this point, like they don't make sense to you. You suspect it's like a magic rune language type thing. It stands out compared to these other structures and these other parts of the ship.
I like both magic and speaking New Thessalonian, and runes. Is there anything I can do about these runes, like deciphering them, perhaps with mysticism or something?
I'll just tell you, they're runes of preservation. You suspect that this is something that was, when the ship was being built, it was sort of grafted onto it as though it were a pre-existing structure.
Curious.
Very. Well, this was built before this ship and then added onto it as the ship was constructed. So that's weird.
Very.
Well. And I'm sorry, which yellow dot is this? Is this this one?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. To the southeast. All right. Well. Should we try it?
Try what?
Going into this tower? Looks interesting. Of course we might. Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
Sure. You go up and the door opens with ease and there is a... Once you step inside, it's significantly colder than it should be. You start immediately seeing your breath in the air in front of you, and you see frost sort of rhyming, like, everything. The floor is just slightly slick, and, like, the floor and the walls, they kind of glitter because they have that little bit of frost on them. And I would like... It's not a very large area inside that structure, but I would like perception checks.
All right.
I like perception.
33. 37. Ooh, you're better than me.
This is a good skill for me.
Fair.
It's letting you know.
Okay, so Grar, you're just taking in this nice, refreshing, crisp air. Everyone else, you see that there is a trapdoor in the middle of this tower. Leading
to pry it open, I suppose.
It opens with a touch. It's not even locked. But what it does reveal is a 5-foot wide circular shaft that leads straight down 50 feet.
Huh. Do we see?
Grar could fit in it, but they'd have to squeeze.
What's down there?
Yeah, what do we see down there?
Most of you have dark vision 60 feet, so you see the shaft goes, it's about 50 feet deep, and then you see 10 feet beyond that, and it's open space. That's about all you could see.
Yikes. So it's like...
You don't know much more beyond that. Like, you could descend some, and I could tell you more.
Oh, I see. Okay, I thought you meant...
You're only seeing 10 feet beyond the end of the shaft, and then that 10 feet, there's nothing really.
Gotcha.
Ava throws a flare down there.
Oh!
Okay, you drop a flare down there. That flare falls a further 10 feet beyond what you can see, and there is a floor. So you know that there is a floor 20 feet underneath the circular 5-foot wide shaft.
We watch for movement.
And listen for drums in the deep.
Yes.
Sorry.
I think what you would do is... Here, let me move to a place for no reason.
No reason.
For no reason. I think... If you just sit and watch for a while, after a while, you might see a shadow move. And then it would nothing for a little while. And then eventually just like a shadow coming across. Like just for a moment. Maybe as though something's walking past the light source that you dropped down there.
Do not disturb the water.
I mean, if we didn't want to disturb the water, we're too late.
I really didn't peg Ava as our Pippin.
Right? I throw a flare. Wait, no!
I don't know what you're talking
about. Full of a mechanic.
Wait, I'm the mechanic.
I can just make these references all day.
It was a soldier.
Okay, so we got a shadow moving down there. I don't know. Is there anything... Like, does this tower go up? I don't really want to go down a trapdoor.
It looks like maybe once upon a time it might have gone up, but it's been sealed and, like, despite the preservative magic upon it, like, it's kind of... You've lost access to further, to higher levels. What you're seeing is the entryway you walked in and this trapdoor going down.
Well, we can all fly. Grar, it's going to take you a while to get down there, though. Do you want to go first?
Maybe can we go somewhere else? Is there anywhere else we can go?
Yeah, maybe there's another way down.
Like, if this cannot, like, we, there's a whole bunch of rooms we haven't explored yet, right?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna go here and I'm gonna bop the space door.
One second, let me pop back to that map so I can see what you were talking about.
The next one around the circle.
Okay, you open that structure, you open that door, psh, you start hearing the sounds of animals milling about. And they're making noises very similar to Bubbles, but they sound just very irritated.
Why is the Bubbles token following us?
I just moved Bubbles along because I assumed that Ava would want Bubbles to follow.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And then I moved Finn because we forgot Finn. So you suspect that, looking in there, you suspect this is some sort of stable. But the animals sound agitated.
Should we just release them all? And let chaos ensue?
Could work. It could backfire, though. Why not? Let's release all the animals. Maybe one will go down that pit and we can watch what happens.
Ava is missing, but as our resident survivalist, she would be the one to, you know, go sneakily let out a bunch of animals to cause chaos.
I would say now that Leif is back, hey Leif, make a survival check to just kind of read the room with the animals.
I am also fairly good at survival if you would like me to roll as well.
If you would like to, you can, but that 34 is pretty great, and you suspect that these animals are very irritable. Probably not a super smart idea to let them out, and if you listen very carefully, which you do, you hear a much higher pitched, quieter sort of animal noise. I'm not going to try and make an animal noise right now. You suspect that there might be a baby in there, so maybe unfamiliar people letting the animals loose would possibly be not great to do. You think that that would possibly incite violence from them?
They're all suggesting these different ideas, and Ava just kind of like puts your ear up against the door and says, "Shh. Sounds like three, maybe four adults, one or two adolescents. I don't know. They sound pretty upset about something. Best leave them be."
All right.
I nod everything that Chad is saying and then walk in on all the amps. I'm just kidding.
You can.
I hear what you're saying and I respect your opinion, but I'm going to ignore your advice.
I'm going to do the exact opposite of what you wanted me to do.
Sure.
Terrible.
Sure. You can do that.
Why'd I have to summon this bear from...
The
elemental plane of Earth.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And these other dots I have are actually, they're in the walls specifically. There are access points like right here and over here where you could, like, there's hatches that you could access. These yellow dots down here.
If you would, Jed, I'm sorry, could you hold shift and then ping?
Yeah, so like this dot
around so quickly is really hard to follow.
Yeah, and this dot, like these four dots, there are hatches in here that so you could go over and access them, but those are actually not a structure so much as like they're in the walls, they're in the hull of the ship. These two dots down here, you need to access from in the air, either in the airlock or from one of these other areas. If you would like to access them.
We have one more little building here.
And you do have that one more little building.
So perhaps we check that one first?
Yeah, we do that. Tiny little, I'm guessing broom closet. But giants.
Could be a bathroom.
Oh,
a giant.
You do have your X-ray eye.
Which I do use, of course.
Yep. The space is dominated by an immense bed. its mattress heaped high with numerous furs. There are hundreds of bear skulls neatly arranged on shelves everywhere. And there's two frost giants. They're in the room. They've heard the commotion outside, and they're kind of just, it's almost like a kid on Christmas night, like Christmas Eve night, where they're sitting in bed and they're like ready to go run downstairs for Christmas morning. But in this case, it's two frost giants sitting in a bed next to each other in full armor, just like holding their weapons, just like waiting, like, we might get to fight.
Oh man. Well, we can't deny them this. We certainly shouldn't leave giants behind, right?
Or
I will say they're distinctly not dressed like any of these lunar giants that you've been fighting recently. Completely different style of dress. Their armor looks completely different. They have different weaponry, like different materials. You I would say make a culture check, Jacinto, since you're the one looking at them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a 38.
Super yes. High. You suspect that these are not part of the crew. This is a very fancy, well done little guest house, probably. And these might be foreign dignitaries.
Oh my god. They're nerds.
Should we hire them?
Can we hire them? I guess I could. I'm the talker.
Yeah, you could try to deploy them.
Get some information out of them?
Yeah. We could pretty easily pretend we're like slaves or servants of some kind. If they really want to fight.
Yeah. All right, well. Why don't I remind myself what I'm good at? I feel like we could probably lie to them about, you know. We never got Cognac's name out of him, did we?
No. I mean, you the player know, but
yeah, sure.
And you technically no, you did get Bubbles' name because Cognac called Bubbles.
That doesn't help me much.
But maybe we could send them off to deal with a threat elsewhere. Very far away.
The bear in the feasting hall is upset and needs...
Or those agitated animals.
Yeah, we hear something going on in the stables and we think there might be intruders in there.
Quick, help!
Yes, yes, here we go, yes.
And then we can lock them in.
Get help. Yeah, perfect. Oh my god. Okay, all right. Lahan, can you rig the gates of the animal pens to open remotely, and then we lock the dignitaries in the animal pen room, and then you press the button and all the animals go crazy in the animal pen?
I do have remote hack, yes.
So you just need to somehow get these dignitaries to go inside the animal pens.
Yeah, with the lying bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna lie to them.
You know, we could lock the door, and then I could also use a remote hack to like make something in there explode.
Lock their door?
No. Once we lock them in with the animals, you know, to incite more violence.
Oh yeah, to really just yeah. Man, animal violence isn't great, though.
I mean, the animals will probably win if it makes you feel better.
A little bit. I mean, we could also just beat them up, though, and then we could get information out of them. Yeah, as fun as my hijinks sound.
I mean, you could also try talking to them.
Yeah.
Try talking to them. Something better might come up as you do.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. So Jacinto, clears his throat and says, all right, Ava, there are two, they're ready for us, as it were. So let me do some talking and then, have a shuriken ready behind your back.
Ava steps behind the door over here and goes invisible.
Behind walls will be invisible.
I think you better show the young ladies to their rooms.
All right, so Ava's standing beside the door.
Ben will stand intimidatingly behind Jacinto.
Jacinto opens the door.
Han's all the way over there. Finn's all the way over there. What are you doing with bubbles?
Oh, I figured we had just kind of... Oh. Bubbles can come hang out.
Bubbles can hang. Bubbles is cool. Yo, Bubbles is so cool. Bubbles actually gives us street cred in a way.
It's true.
So, yeah, we have Bubbles. And then I open the door.
You open the door? For some reason, I was picturing like Finn holding you up to the intercom over their head.
No, that's what our Tanya is doing.
That's what?
That's what our Tanya's doing.
Oh, okay. Our Tanya's just walking up the wall next to the intercom.
Yeah.
Buzz, buzz.
Besides, I have my... L fan, so I can just use that for the reach of a 5-foot creature. Anyway.
Well, it would, the intercom would have been spaced for a 15-foot tall creature, so it would have been...
Yeah, okay, so I climb up on Artania. Anyway, I buzz the intercom.
Yes?
Hello? We got lost... And we're hoping that we could ask you for some information on where we are.
You do not sound like the giants that we've been talking to.
That's because I'm not. In fact, I am kind of the opposite end of the spectrum.
Well, that's not good. You're supposed to be big. Being little is bad.
I have a really big, pet now. Well, it's my friend's pet, but you know, she said I could ride on him occasionally, and then my pet could ride on him too.
Like a turducken of mounts.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of like the turducken of mounts. So, anyway, why don't you open up the door and we can, you know, talk face to face?
I don't know. I think if we open up the door, there might be a fight. You should probably go away. We're very important people, aren't we, Izvig? Yes, Jansk.
Art, that sounds like the talk of somebody who's afraid of a fight. Aren't giants supposed to be these big, imposing, scary, proud warriors?
I don't know if you're worth our time. You're very small, and we were just told, like, we made a deal. We're waiting for our people. They're joining the great fleet outside.
Oh, I see. Okay, and who are your people?
We're frost giants. We're from further out system in the void.
Oh, okay. You betcha. So...
Yeah, sure.
Whoop. So...
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's the worst Minnesotans.
Hey, now you take that back.
Minnesotans are great.
The little one speaks through. I think I thought that I'm not going to do it. No, it's. I just wanted to talk. Please continue.
So
Grar waxes eloquently, and then I'm like, make a deception check.
I mean, this, you know, this probably helps with this guy, as they have a bear making like undecipherable noise in the background.
What is that, a bear? It sounds like it's sick.
Oh, he's super sick. He's got like rainbows coming out of his mouth. It's really we're gonna take him to the doctor soon, but
maybe leave that bear behind. That bear sounds dope.
No, he's ours. So, frost giants from the outer reaches.
They're not from Wisconsin, so they can be reasoned with.
So how many ships are you contributing to this great fleet of ours?
About 30.
Wow, that's a sizable force. That's a sizable force, right?
It's about the size of any one of the individual fleets that are sort of orbiting around the Organ Fist.
Okay, so yeah, that's pretty big.
Like one capital ship for that fleet, and then like 30 smaller, like, you know, 29 smaller units.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Like I said, just convince them to go away. Take all their ships with them.
Well, what if I were to tell you that we were planning on bringing down this whole operation?
Well, I mean, you sound very small. I don't know how likely you are to do that.
And you see, that's where you're wrong. That's everybody's mistake, is they always underestimate the little guy. I've been getting it my whole life. You think, oh, well, I'm big and I'm really tall and I can just lord that over other people. And just because I'm super tall, everybody else isn't as cool as me. Height isn't everything, my friend. In fact, it's more about the wits.
That sounds very wrong. Counter to everything I've learned in my life, in fact.
Yeah, that's fair.
Bigger is better. Being tall is great.
They can't see you, Hasejo. Be as tall as you want.
They did say he sounded very small.
How do they know unless they open the door?
They won't know until they open the door, but he's agreed with them, basically. They just don't know how tiny he is. They'd probably think even less of him.
I don't know. What are we trying to get out of these guys? Like, we're trying to get them to leave, but I, Tom, am having a hard time thinking of how to get them to leave.
You guys just want to kill him?
I mean, we could kill him. We could do that.
I mean,
you could also tell them that Mark Murrian insulted their mother, said they're dumb for joining his army, and he's going to take all their ships and run away with them. Murder. Like, they think they're very important, obviously.
Yeah.
You guys are dumb, and Mark Murrian said you guys are dumb.
Jacinto's gonna start spinning some bull fleam and, you know, say. So regardless of how small I am, being small does have its advantages, you see, because I snuck into Machmurian's quarters, happened to overhear him making fun of your magnificent mid-space-stern accents.
He was saying that you all are very small and your beards are raggedy?
Yeah. Yeah, and that your ships were, like, so small, and he didn't even know why he was bothering with your dumb, puny little fleet anyway.
I feel like this requires a deception roll.
Ah, yes.
Or bluff. I could be pathfindering there.
Ah, that's fine. Ooh, 27.
You might want to use that reroll that Toric 00 gifted us.
All right. I will, in fact, use this. Toric says, never gonna blow you up, never gonna slow you down.
No, Toric, why?
Never gonna nerf you around or crit you.
Face Rickrolled.
Or maybe I will.
It
I'm
is
a
the most
re-roll.
Powerful spell in the game.
Toric roll. This was a Toric roll. Thank you, Toric, for your gift.
Both
a
Rickroll
and a portmanteau just handed up on a silver platter and a reroll. What is it?
It was made for Tom.
We appreciate you, friend Toric.
Thank you, Toric. 35 on the bluff check.
What? Machmurian's a poophead.
That's what I've been saying.
Oh, I'm going to get back to my ship. I'm going to tell our clan that he is a doo-doo head, and we are going to pull out of this alliance.
You should tell all the other giants you see along the way too.
We will. We will spread it far and wide. We will spread it to the I was gonna try and make some sort of cheese joke, but I don't know how to do it.
The Gouda giants!
Yes, the Gouda giants.
And the Limburg giants!
Jacinto says over the mental link,
I didn't realize that would be so. Wow, these guys are really gullible.
Well done.
Go away now. We don't want to leave with you staring at us. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I understand. You don't want people watching you when you leave. It's whatever. All right. And Asunto climbs down from the intercom with Artanya.
The devs didn't have the money or the time to render us.
No, Leif, I see their tokens right there. I know they exist. We could have murdered them.
But they look really cool.
They have cool stats.
They have totally cool hats, too.
Show the hats.
They do Shift-C.
Let me be on the right layer. I don't think I'm on the right layer.
That would help.
There we go.
They do have very cool hats. They're like Viking hats, not cheese hats, because cheese hats are dumb.
Oh, next party check.
I feel like the hat looks exactly like that, but those curved horns are actually just cheese. Like, the shape is the same, but they're made of cheese.
No. Not defile Viking hats with cheese. We're gonna come up there so we can have words about Minnesota.
You're not gonna... That's not a punishment, you coming to visit.
I'm gonna come visit you.
You better watch out.
Live within driving distance.
Apply you with so much friendship.
Murder, murder, murder.
It's not a real punishment. You'll just have to put up with the controlled chaos that is my apartment.
Anywho,
yeah. So
you have other gods that are in the walls.
You have childishly convinced these giants that Machmirian is a doo-doo head, and they want to pull out of this alliance, and they're going to badmouth him because you rolled so high.
Yeah, Jacinto's a good liar.
Jacinto's just the most convincing guy you will ever meet.
It's the flower on top of his head.
I've never met you, but I will single-handedly let you destroy this alliance we've spent a very long time organizing.
Yeah.
Well, you've got angry animals. You've got some frost giant diplomats that you've made kind of irritated with Machmirian. And, I mean, you could go traipsing through the hull of the ship if you want and see what's in there, or you could go down that trap door.
Really curious.
I don't know. You're pushing this trap door awfully hard. I think we should go traipsing.
Or you could go in the airlock.
I'm so curious about the trap door.
Me too.
I think it might behoove us to check out what's in the airlock and then go down the trapdoor. My TTRPG senses are tingling.
Fine.
Tingling it is.
I don't know. Maybe I just need to have it checked out by a doctor.
I mean, maybe.
It's gonna last longer than 4 hours.
You're talking about the tingling, and it's making me think of the Tom Holland Spider-Man and the Peter Tingle.
Oh, God. Okay, so we go into this here at 9 o'clock on the diamond here.
Where are you going? I'm sorry.
The airlock?
You're going
Western
to the
airlock.
To the west.
Or Great in the Wall.
Okay, you're going in there. You go and you open up that airlock. And are you being stealthy about it, or are you traipsing in blatantly?
You're muted, Lee.
Oh, my mistake. It's Ava. She's always stealthy.
Okay, well, make a stealth check, please.
She's also invisible, so add 20 to that.
What the? Oh, poop. Frickin' roll 20.
What did you say your name was?
Sorry.
What has it done now?
I have two separate roll 20 accounts open, and sometimes it flops back and forth between the two of them, and one of them is the GM for the table. Hero Lab, I need to look at a perception check. That's what I need to
do. No, no, just let it go. It's fine. You don't need to check.
These are super perceptive giants. So what you see before you is, I will tell you in one moment because I need to re-log in so that I can actually put a token on the map for you.
Oh no.
I will tell you what it is. It is a giant, and they appear to be manning a gun of some sort.
I don't see Ava moved on the map. Am I?
Ava did not move, but we can start. You can start moving your tokens over to that area that they were going through.
I will follow Ava's lead because
I will put a token down for you guys so you can see that there is a giant in there. And the giant did notice Ava because Ava was not as stealthy as their perception. Mm-hmm. As that, you know, works from time to time.
With a 42?
Was it a 42? I thought it was a 22. Oh, you're invisible.
Invisible.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't see you then. I missed you saying that you activated your light weave.
Sorry. Yeah, I've been cutting in and out a lot. I don't know what's going on. It doesn't
my apologies. I think it's because you're in Alaska. That might be it.
It's not.
Yeah.
Actually, it probably is because the weather's actually been garbage the last couple of days.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of a snowstorm right now on my end. So you open that door and you're oh so quiet and you're super sneaky and you see sitting in like a big gunner's chair with like controls in front of them. You see a giant just sitting there being very intent and like looking at instruments.
Ava just kind of mentions it over the telepathic link because that goes both ways, right?
Yeah. As long as you're all on the same plane of existence.
We are mind linked.
That's mind link. Ava's going to say something to the effect of, you know, just there's a giant on a gun over here. We need to be stealthy. And then knowing that she doesn't have too many more
should
charges.
Should we just lock the door?
Going to, I guess.
It's a great solution, isn't it?
I think you better show me.
It seems to be working.
It is a really good solution. I'm not going to lie.
Lock them all in and tell them that I want out. They have to work for us.
Oh, Lord.
You could take over a whole ship that way.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want, you can shut it. Lahan can lock that door like no one's business. There's not going to be a giant that can out-engineer that. They're going to have to, if they want to open the door, they'll have to just batter down the hatch. And that's, I mean, that's not a small door.
One could even say that that's like a bulkhead door.
Yeah.
They're nearly impossible.
Yeah. And it's not like they have a breach weapon.
Shall we?
Yeah, why not? You're smart at, you know, computers and engineering and stuff.
Lahan sneaks up to 30 feet away.
Just stands around the corner.
Oh, that's only a 35.
Oh.
They might get that door open someday.
Looking at their skills, I'm going to tell you, they're probably not going to get that door open someday.
Oh, well.
So you lock a giant in the, at least one of the four doors that access those corridors. So you've got the airlock that you have not opened up, and you've got the secret passage. And you've got four more gunnery positions.
Oh, let's go lock all the gunnery positions.
Yeah, might as well.
Sure. Let's just do three more engineering checks real quick.
48. 41. And 39.
Yeah, super locked doors.
They're all locked in. Let's go check the airlock.
Sure. Let's move tokens down to the airlock.
It's a bad day to be these giants.
It really is. They never know.
It's much a bad day anytime someone stands against us at this level.
So not even killing them, it's just our skills are too strong.
Yeah, you all come here and you open up the airlock and you're like, you don't really see anything of note at first, and then you hear like a bird-like cry from above you is what happens. And you see perched up high a trio of harpies. And they're wearing...
Oh, no.
They're wearing... armor and clothing that looks very, very reminiscent of Sable Sorn.
Of who?
Sable Sorn. The
our friend late, from Sandpoint.
She was the NPC that Nick ran for that one combat, who is built as a ascetic soldier, key adept, was a monk. Owner and caretaker for the House of the Blue Stone. So you suspect you're looking at a trio of harpy monks. She's
got a lot of talent. Woof.
And I think it is 12-2. We could probably roll initiative, and then I think that's a good spot to stop.
Yeah.
Fair.
Man, Cento's initiative is just bad.
Why did I roll the bone, right?
Perception is the initiative of PF2.
Ah, well, that's actually better, so.
Man, I'm rolling bad for initiative.
I rolled garbage.
I think everyone is rolled. Let's sort in descending order. And as usual, it's Ava going first. But I think that's where we're going to end it, like I said. I hope you guys had fun. I know it was a little bit of a slow session.
We just didn't fight the entire time because we were solving problems creatively.
Yeah.
It was nice that you didn't go full murder hobo, but you did get a little bit of loot. And I'm showing it to you now because you did kill one giant. And you did tame Bubbles, I guess.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you got some armor and you got another ferromagnetic storm hammer. I can talk sometimes. I would like to thank Paizo. Specifically, oh no, I did a thing that was bad. Stop. Specifically, Wolfgang Bauer, who wrote The Fortress of Stone Giants, which we are currently in the midst of playing through in an adapted form. Leif, thank you for running audio, but also, who have we been listening to?
Yes, thank you to Lo-Fi Girl and Alex Productions. Always a joy to play them.
Thank you for playing with me. And once again, sorry to everybody for this hiatus. Stuff has just been happening.
Hey, we're glad to be back.
No, shame on you for having life things happen. That's uncalled for. Boo, life things.
And they didn't pop up yet, but Nick was very kind to get me the Steve Kohling Isle of Lore status icon, so I'm just going to throw thank you to Nick for that, but also thank you to Steve Kohling for producing that, because they're super adorable and I like them a lot.
They're great.
I think I actually used them for my invisibility.
Oh, you might have. I just didn't register it, but I love that they have flight and burrowing depth and height icons.
Right?
That's pretty nice. Sunday, Nick, what do we have going on?
Oh, goodness gracious. Sunday, we're coming back for Strength of Thousands for real this time. and these guys are diving into their first semester as students at Bagambia. We'll see where that takes them. I heard something about a tournament, happening soon.
Yeah.
It's so sad I'm missing that.
We're accidentally dipping into Fist of the Ruby Phoenix, right? That's what's happening.
A little bit, actually. Yeah.
No!
Next That'll week, y'all are going to fight some harpy monks, maybe. Unless you diplomancy them.
I am a diplomancer.
No, harpy monks. I think they just need their face is pissing me off. I just want to punch them.
If anyone has any questions, comments, shout outs, feel free to contact us. We have an email, nonsenseinteraction@gmail.com. We also, and more reliably, we have Discord. The link is below if you are watching the video, and it is in the show notes if you are listening to the podcast. Hit us up on Discord. We're, I think, generally pleasant. It's been a little bit chill lately, but we have our big discussions periodically, and I think we're pretty nice. I'm
lots
once more.
Of D&D and gaming memes. So many good memes. Come see the memes.
Then there's the good mornings, the good afternoons, the good evenings, and the good nights that happen sometimes. There's just
that was all of chat. I think yesterday in general was just morning. Morning, afternoon, afternoon, evening.
Then, nerds.
And then then I posted the picture of the coffee cup that was made to look like a cat, and the handle was the tail, and at the base of the handle was the little cat butt. It was pretty funny. And the bottom of the coffee cup had little cat feet.
My favorite thing yesterday was the series of That's Amore.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Yes.
I love those.
But we started with a icebreaker, as is tradition. Toric00 submitted this last one, and I am going to plead for people to submit more. We have a form. It's a Google form. It can be found on our welcome channel, or I believe it is also pinned on our feedback channel. And I mean, that's my plea. Nick has 3 seasons worth of questions to dig through. I am riding the edge. Although I recently have gotten a few more in, and I appreciate those. We could always use more. And I think
it's true.
Well, before I say anything else, after this, we'll be hanging out in general voice. If anyone is in our Discord and they would like to join us, you're welcome to come join us. We'll chit chat for probably 20-30 minutes, and I think it's time for us to say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye.
Well, we need a goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.